Well, first of all, I mean, it is a massive game. And I think that they recognise, obviously, that clubs like us, they have recognised that clubs like us need clubs like them. You know, we're quite able to hang on to their shirt tails. And for what they've done to move it to here, I could never thank them enough. Gafford to be able to do that and their directors to be able to do that, it's phenomenal for us. And like I say, you get one thing like that in a season and it just makes such a huge difference when the big boys have a look at the little boys like us in Sussex. So you'd like to think one day we'll produce a player for them. That's kind of the idea, I suppose. Eventually, they always have a look. I know their head of youth has a little wander down here every now and then. So we've got a good relationship with Brighton. But what they've done to bring it here has been fantastic for us.
They'll bring a lot of fans with them on the night. And, of course, that's good for the revenue of your club.
It's enormous for the revenue. This is why I'm saying it's so good that Brighton have done this, because obviously they'll bring a few fans along, which is great. I mean, I don't know what team they're going to bring. I've no idea whether they bring a development team with one or two sort of three or four first team boys scattered in amongst it that are getting fit. I've no idea, and that's half the fun of the Sussex County, the Cup. Whatever they bring is whatever they bring, but we're playing Brighton and Hove Albion. What squad they bring is entirely up to them, but we are playing... Brighton and Hove Albion, that's all I'm bothered about.
And as far as the players concerned, no doubt they'll be upping their game for this huge match.
A lot of my players have played either at Brighton or at Gillingham or at Southampton. I mean, Garrod was at Southampton for a while. You know, a lot of these boys have played at this level. I don't need a team talk that day. I mean, I could literally just go straight to the dugout. I don't need to have a chat with them beforehand. I don't need to have a chat with them. I wouldn't have thought at half time. It literally is self-motivating, that game. They're buzzing. So, to be honest, I think a few of these boys have got points to prove that, you know, one or two of them were dropped from pro clubs and stuff like that. So they've always got points to prove. And I think that's a great thing. You see the likes of the Tony Garrods and the Sam McVickers and the Callum Donaghy's, you know, and the Ben Godfrey's. A lot of these boys have been at pro clubs. They didn't quite make it for whatever reason. A lot of the time it's opinion. Pretty much it, really. So they've, thank God, they play for their local club at Three Bridges because they're all boys born and bred Crawley.
And even though they're Brighton and Hove Albion, they can still be turned over. They were beaten last season by Lewis in the early stages. That must give you and your team an opportunity to think, well, we could do that.
I never, ever, there's not a game, even if we were playing Manchester United or Chelsea, probably more like with Chelsea, but to be fair, it doesn't matter who we play. As a gaffer, you will always set your team out to win the game. I don't know any, you know, it's like a player saying he's going to deliberately have a bad game. You don't get players do that. You don't get managers thinking, well, we're going to lose this, but by how much? You don't think that. There's that glimmer, there's that stupidity, that optimism, that little light you have somewhere wallowing around in the back of your head, somewhere thinking, you know what, we could actually do this. So I never ever think that I'm going to lose any single game. I don't believe I should ever put the gaffer's coat on if I'm going to think that I'm going to lose a game. I don't. I think by, you know, how many am I going to beat them by, or how are we going to play, how are they going to concede, how are we going to do that. So personally, I always say I'm going to win every game.